There is no way around the fact that things are tough business-wise. Billboard magazine reports that through the week ending November 29th, U.S. CD sales plummeted nearly 20%, and digital track sales rose at a much slower pace than they did last year, up less than 10% as compared to last year's 28% jump. Music-wise, however, things weren't so gloomy. It was a very good year for fans of Americana music, with the roots-based style getting its own Grammy category in time for the annual awards in January. Among the five nominees is Wilco, whose CD, Wilco the Album, is showing up on many critics' Best of 2009 lists.
I am under the impression this isn't life. In depression, there's someone twisting a knife in his back.
Bob Dylan released two very different sounding albums this year. His Christmas album left critics and fans scratching their heads, trying to figure out if the singer-songwriter was serious. But Dylan's other release, Together Through Life, was well received. The album has a very live feel to it, and despite the bluesy sound, it is lighter in tone than its predecessor, Modern Times. There is even more than a bit of humor in the songs, especially My Wife's Hometown.
Well, there's reasons for that and reasons for this. I can't think of any just now, but I know they exist. I'm sitting in the sun till my skin turns brown. I just wanna say that hell's my wife's hometown.
2009 also saw the return of Roseanne Cash, and her CD, The List, has a very interesting history. When Cash turned 18 and started writing songs, her father, Johnny Cash, was concerned that she only knew the songs that were being played on the radio and nothing else. He handed her a list of what he considered the 100 essential American songs. They include Girl from the North Country, Sea of Heartbreak, and 500 Miles.
If you miss the train I'm on, then you'll know that I have gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles.
500 Miles was also recorded by Peter, Paul, and Mary on their 1962 debut. Mary Travers, the trio's glamorous blonde who sang into the middle microphone, died in September after a long battle with leukemia. She was 72.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. All the flowers gone, long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone?
Young girls have picked them, everyone.
Oh, when will they ever learn? Oh, when will they ever learn?
Singer-songwriter Gretchen Peters took up the guitar at age 7, and Peter, Paul, and Mary songs like Where Have All the Flowers Gone were among the first she learned to play. But it wasn't just Mary Travers' voice that attracted Gretchen. The harmony singing was equally important.
That was a great education, just picking apart, you know, who sang what on the albums, because sometimes she actually sang lower than one of the guys. She would sometimes sing lower than Peter, and you'd have to kind of weed out who's singing what in the harmonies. And it was not simple stuff, but it was beautiful.
But not all the news was bleak in the folk world in 2009. Lyle Lovett, Chris Smither, and Caroline Herring were among the better-known artists who released new CDs. The year also saw notable music released by many lesser-known artists, among them Lucy Wainwright Roach, Sometimes Why, and Amy Spies. Folk fans around the world had another chance to see 75-year-old Leonard Cohen as the legendary and formerly reclusive singer-songwriter crisscrossed the globe. In 2008, Cohen sold more than 700,000 tickets across 84 shows worldwide and earned rave reviews from critics around the world. By the end of this year, the tour had stretched to 190 shows. There is no end in sight. Tickets are now on sale for a series of March 2010 dates in France and Croatia, with more shows likely to be announced. 2010 will also see Leonard Cohen receiving a special Lifetime Achievement Grammy Award. Cohen received more good news this year. His 2009 release Live in London, which documents his long tour in a double CD set and DVD concert video, is sitting atop many critics' Best of the Year lists. I'm Catherine Cole.
For you've touched her perfect body with your mind.